Yes, I'm joined by the Pet Chat team, and today I've got Cheryl Shaw and Dr. Fiona Giblin. Hello.
How are you, Amanda?
I'm wonderful. Thank you. Nice to see you both.
Thank you.
Now, Cheryl, last week we were going to talk about love for the cats.
Yeah, that's it. Love is in the air, as John Paul Young would say.
That's right. So we're going to have to get back to it because we didn't get a chance to talk about it, did we?
Nope, that's it.
All right then. And Fiona, do you have anything for us today, or have I just dropped you in it?
You've dropped me in it, but that's all right. I would love to talk about anything pet-related, really, if you've got any questions. I thought we could touch on the hot weather, potentially, things to do and not to do, given that spring has sprung itself well and truly.
There's nobody on the line at the moment, so right now is a good time to give us a call. And Cheryl, we're going to talk about feline reproduction.
That's it. Because spring's in the air, this is the season that cats start to
mate.
Go out and find a lover, and yes, some mating happens. So if you've got a kitten or a cat that isn't spayed at the moment, it's time to make that appointment with your vet, because the last thing you want is for your cat or your kitten to go out and become pregnant. This is a really big concern for us. What happens in spring, as our days get longer, it actually brings cats into heat. So what will happen? The days get longer and warmer, and so the cats start to look for a partner. Now, unlike dogs and humans, cats often don't indicate that they're cycling. And so for humans, we know, and for dogs, that there'll be some signs. And usually that's a sign that there's some blood present. But with a cat, they don't actually ovulate like that. So they actually reproduce or put down their eggs, if you like, once they ovulate, or however you want to put it. They do that after they're mated. So there's no real sign for a human owner to know that their cat's actually cycling. So this is where it can become really tricky. You can have a young kitten as young as 4 months of age that can actually go into cycle and reproduce. Now, that's really, to me, it's so wrong. And Fiona, it happens, doesn't it?
Oh, absolutely. The number of little videos I've been sent from friends over the years, help, what's wrong with my cat? It's doing this weird meowing noises, and it's like rubbing on me all the time, and it's got its tail in the air, and it sounds like it's dying. And they send me the video. I'm like, yep, looking for a mate.
Yeah. And the trouble is that the females give off an odour which will attract other cats around. So the toms will come around. And even if your cat's an indoor-only cat, you can open that door and I can tell you that cat's going to race out, because the desire to want to reproduce is really high. That drive for them, they're going to take off. Now, we can end up with some really terrible things happening as well. The more tomcats that come around for the cats that are cycling, we end up with fights, and then those cats often end up going to the vet because they'll have abscesses and things like this. And again, that's another really common thing. Well, you hear cats screaming out and they're fighting over their suitors. They're all looking for this girl that they want to have. And so that's a problem, because the boy cat ends up in a fight and he then ends up with an abscess and has to go to the vet. And Fiona, that's quite a journey in itself, isn't it, for the cat?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, you know, there's potential transmission of different viruses amongst cats as well with fighting. Abscesses can be incredibly nasty, almost always caused by cat teeth, because cats' mouths have horrendous bacteria. So cat bites end up turning really nasty and infected, and we just don't need that.
And the thing is, too, that you think, oh, well, it's just going to cycle, you know, once or twice. It doesn't happen like that. The whole of spring and summer, the cats can come into cycle every 1 to 3 weeks. So they're constantly cycling. They are just a problem. So my advice is to always, if you've got an entire pet, it's time to really make that appointment to go in and get that cat desexed.
Absolutely, not only for the cat's benefit, avoiding unwanted litters, but also from an owner perspective, you know, not having to worry so much about the cat running away through the door every time you see it, or Running away and getting hit by a car, or, you know, there's so many factors into it.
Yeah, and also their behaviour. The cat's behaviour just changes so much, and you just don't want those hormones just being sort of out of whack and the cat unhappy and trying to reproduce. So, yep, love is in the air, and it's about time we all did something about our cats.
Yes, okay, good advice. Thank you very much, Cheryl. We've got Karen from Rutherford on the line. Hi, Karen, you've got an issue with your dog.
Yeah, hi, how are you?
Good, thank you. What's happening?
How can we help you, Karen?
I have an 18-month-old Staffy who decides that she likes warm poo to eat.
Yes. Tell me more.
It almost doesn't hit the bar before it's consumed.
So is she eating her own poo, Karen?
No, she's eating another dog's poo.
Yeah, look, I shouldn't laugh, Karen, but I'm really laughing with you because I have this problem as well. Not me personally, I should clarify. our new teenage puppy has a real enthusiasm for other dog's poo, so I do understand. Is it a dog that your Staffy lives with, Karen?
Yes, I have two Staffies. I have a 10.5-year-old and a 18-month-old.
Okay. And has the 18-month-old always done it?
No.
Okay.
No, it has been more obvious of late.
Okay.
I think she's done it once or twice in the past, but not quite so. She almost hovers over the other dog.
Yeah.
Waiting.
Yeah.
For that warm piece of food. Yep.
Does she eat other dogs' poo as well?
No. We go to a dog park and no, I've not noticed that at all. It's just here at home.
Okay. Has their diet changed? Is there anything different that you're feeding the dogs that you can think of?
Okay. No, we've been on constant good quality dry dog food, and she's got a sensitive tummy, so I give her Rumi.
Mm-hmm.
But I just thought it was a deficiency of some form or another that I needed to rectify.
No, it won't be. It won't be a deficiency, Karen. It's just a really disgusting habit.
Nice.
Yeah, sorry. I was actually delving down a rabbit hole recently because, as I said, we're in the same situation, looking for different, options. And the long version is there is nothing that's like actually super properly effective. There is discussion around feeding pineapple. I haven't personally tried it. Do you know, have you tried it?
Yeah, I've had a lot of luck, not personally for me, but with clients having used pineapple.
Pineapple.
So the dried pineapple in their food, it'll often, once it goes through, they don't want to eat it. The other thing is eating poo is more common in female dogs than it is in male dogs. And part of the problem is that when they have a little bit of a hangover remembering what early life was for them. Their mother stimulated them to urinate and defecate and keep the whelping box clean. And so some female dogs continue that trait. And so it's really important to clean up as quickly as possible any feces that's there, even if you're hanging with the bag as they're going to the toilet.
Yep.
Because if we can eliminate the habit, you've got more success of stopping that behaviour. And it is difficult to, in the beginning. There is another chain of thought that one of the dogs isn't feeling completely happy, so the dynamics of the household isn't quite right. But that I think if you try the pineapple and see if that helps, you might be able to break the habit.
So I give the pineapple to the older dog.
You can put it in both. You can put it in both, and that way there's no problem. And
okay.
Yeah. So just some dried pineapple from your supermarket or your health food shop.
Okay, all right.
Okay, good luck, Karen.
Upset her tummy.
Sorry?
Would that upset her tummy? The pup's got a very sensitive tummy.
Certainly shouldn't do, but I guess start with a small amount and see how you go. And I wish you the very best of luck.
Thank you very much.
And I'll be, I'll be trying the pineapple as well.
Thank you. Have a great day.
Thanks, Karen.
And apologies if you're eating your lunch.
I always forget about that.
Well, it is pet chat, so, we're going to get all sorts. We've got Amy from Newcastle on the line. Hi, Amy. Now, you've got a female cat that's dissexed, but males still keep coming around and waiting at the door to mark their territory.
Yeah, they they come around, mark their territory and keep meowing at our door. But the thing is, she's been dissexed for about 14 years now.
Okay.
She's an old girl.
Okay. Are there any other... So do you have any other cats, or you've just got the one dissexed female?
No, I've got a dissexed female and I've got a dog that's male.
Okay. And how long have the cats been coming around?
Since we moved into our new place, which is about coming up to 4 years now.
Okay.
She actually ended up going into the vet because she ended up with a cat claw in her backside.
Yeah, okay.
And, the abscess. But we don't let her out the front anymore. She's getting a bit old, I think, too. Excuse me. But they just keep coming around. They keep on marking territory. You can smell it. And they'll come straight to the front door and meow constantly.
Is it more than one stray cat coming around, Amy?
It doesn't seem to be. It seems to be one big woolly cat.
Okay. It's probably, whilst Cheryl was talking before about, you know, males coming around because the females are in season, they are also just wanting to mark their territory and wanting to be the boss. So in this case, it sounds like it's not related to mating or breeding. It's just related to bullying, basically.
Yeah, well, my Storm, my cat, she was kind of the boss in the street. So because we did have a lot of cats coming around, and then all of a sudden this happened to her butt and none of them came around.
Okay.
But just this one particular one each year comes back.
So it's not there all the time?
No, it's just certain parts of the year.
Yeah, okay. So it's potentially a combination of both. You know, he might be looking for females, but also B, to remind everyone else that he's the top, top cat in the neighbourhood, and, you know, he's the one that's allowed to do the mating, and then no one else is. So is he coming around at the moment, or?
Yeah, usually at night.
Yeah. And your cat stays inside, is that correct?
And now she does. She's getting way too old to be fighting other cats.
Yeah, look, that's definitely sensible, Amy. You've already had a trip to the vet from an injury from another cat. Cheryl, do you have anything to add?
Yeah, look, at the moment, Amy, there's plenty of mandarins around, so save your peel and put it around the front door because they don't really like citronella oil, so that's a really good opportunity to just, you know, use something that's free. Don't put it in your compost. Put it out for a while and see if that deters the cat.
Okay. I'll give that a try then.
Yeah, give us some feedback if it works for you.
Cover your front veranda in mandarins and oranges. It'll smell nice.
That's it, yeah. At least that's something better than the cat urine.
Absolutely, yeah. See how you go, Amy.
Not a worry. Thank you so much for your help.
Thanks for the call.
Bye.
Have a good day.
You too. Bye. And we've got Cheryl with another cat issue from Mannering Park. Hi, Cheryl. What can we do for you?
Hi. I've got an old girl named Jackie. She's in her 20th year.
Oh, wow.
She's very good for her age. She's slowing down a lot now. I've just noticed the past few nights she's been having a little cry, you know, just very little meows through the night, waking me up and wanting a bit of attention, wanting some biscuits or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
She was a bit overweight. She was up around 10 kilos and then she dropped some weight rather suddenly. Like, mm-hmm. She's not sick, but she dropped some weight rather suddenly and she's down around 6'5".
Okay.
Now, and she seems to be maintaining that sort of weight.
Okay.
So two questions. One, can an old cat like that, with what you were saying, when they get hormonal and come into season, and can the meowing be attributed to that, or do you think it's something else? And with the weight, because as I said, she's quite healthy. I've had her for about 6 years, but I've known her since she was a kitten. She was spayed when she was a kitten.
Mm-hmm.
So, I'm just wondering about those questions.
Okay, great questions, and I can definitely talk through those. Part one, do I think the meowing at night is due to the hormones sort of related to being female? Short answer, no. At her age, there are definitely other things that I would be wanting to check for her, Cheryl. Blood pressure is a really, really big one, okay? That can definitely lead to nocturnal vocalization, so sort of meowing at night. The other things that I'd want to be checking are thyroid function and kidney function. And if the blood pressure, the thyroid function, and the kidney function are all normal, then I would be making, I'd be sort of talking more along the lines of dementia type signs.
So I had a little dog who actually got dementia, so I've seen what that was like.
Yeah, but rather than assuming an older cat's got dementia, there's certainly those other things that I would want to be checking first, because most of those are either reversible or manageable. So definitely really important. Now, in terms of the weight loss, so she was up around 10 kilos, you said?
Yeah, and she actually dropped the weight rather quick, but now she's just sort of maintaining that sort of weight.
What's her appetite like?
Oh, she's probably got a bigger appetite than she ever had. She wants to eat more than she ever had, and she's always wormed and treated all the time, so monthly, you know, so.
Thyroid's the big one, Cheryl. Wanting to check that thyroid, and all those things except for the blood pressure can be done on a blood test. You know, your vet can do that in a standard consultation. Again, an overactive thyroid, one of the two things that people comment on is weight, how, you know, their cat's dropped weight quickly and their cat is much more hungry than normal.
She is. That was the thing that was concerning me the most. Is the hunger. Like, I'll be eating my dinner and she'll come and sit there and she'll try to scab some off me, and she's never done that before.
So seeing behaviour changes like that you've described, that's a change. So for an older cat, definitely sort of, you know, trying to unpack why that's happening, and seeing if we can, you know, prolong her life and give her a good life for as much longer as she's got left.
Yeah, because she's a tortoiseshell, and to look at her, you wouldn't even know she was that old, you know.
Yeah, fantastic. So I would, if you haven't recently, I'd definitely look at getting a blood test and a consultation with your vet, just a general health check, and to talk through your options and the things that we can do and we can manage, because there's a lot that we can do to help her if there's things that need managing in her old age.
Thank you so much for your call, Cheryl. We really appreciate it. Let us know how you go. We're going to look at our cats of the week. We haven't got any dogs today.
Cat of the week.
So we've got Mr. Fox. Mr. Fox looks beautiful, lovely ginger boy.
A very, very handsome profile pic, that's for sure. Mr. Fox looks very much like a fox, to be fair. 3-year-old, medium hair ginger boy. He did have a really tough start to life. Came in as a stray, very frightened and timid, and wasn't really keen on any kind of human interaction. But thanks to the hard work from his foster carers, he's starting to understand that people aren't all bad, and enjoying being a bed hog, I think, deciding that he quite likes his spot on the bed. So pretty keen to curl up next to you. He's not a lap cat. He doesn't love being carried around, but he will certainly snuggle overnight. The only thing with Mr. Fox, he's only going to be appropriate for certain households, not great with kids, cats, or dogs. So if you think you fit into that category, no kids, no cats, no dogs, but you'd love a nighttime four-legged snuggle buddy, Mr. Fox may well be your man.
Okay, and next we've got Jet. Now, Jet looks a bit scraggly and ragged, but he's a good cat.
We've been joking. He looks like he's stuck his paw in the PowerPoint. He looks like he's got a bit of an electric shock hairdo going on. But he sounds pretty bang on. A medium hair, 9-year-old black cat. Loves headbutts, loves cuddles, loves food, loves people, loves being with you, nice and calm. he doesn't have to be with you all the time. So if you have to go out to work or, you know, you've got a busy life outside of the house, he will still be there and happy to see you when you get home. Definitely an indoor-only cat, which, you know, is totally achievable. And because of his longer coat, someone who's willing to brush him and maintain him. But he does need to have a trip to the dentist, so a trip to the vet for some x-rays and dental work as appropriate. But otherwise, his recent check was nice and good.
Wonderful. Well, you can check out Jet or Mr. Fox on our website at 2NURFM.com.au. Just click on the lifestyle shows and you'll find Pet Chat. This is Pet Chat on 2NURFM, and we've got Tammy from Maitland on the line. Thank you for holding, Tammy. How can we help you today?
You're welcome. I've just recently adopted a four-year-old, or she's probably about a four-year-old cat. She has a cough and a sneeze.
Okay.
No discharge from her eye or from her mouth or anything. My vet just said to put some Clorsec in her eye, which is the antibiotic that'll get down the back of her throat. But she's still, everything looks fine. She's not sneezing as much, but she's still got a bit of a cough. So what can I do?
So first question, Tammy, how long have you had the cat for?
3 weeks.
Okay. And is she the same now symptom-wise as when you got her, or is she slightly better or slightly worse?
She's slightly better, actually, yes.
Okay. Have you got any other pets at home?
Oh, yeah, I've got an old girl and another old cat.
Okay, and that cat's fine?
Yes, she is.
Okay. Is it coughing at a particular time of day, Tammy?
Not particularly. Sometimes she'll sneeze. Any time, actually. Yeah, she'll do at any time.
Okay, so it's not like, you know, just as it's getting dark or overnight, sort of more so than during the day, you feel it's just sort of as and when?
Oh, maybe a little bit more at night than daytime, yeah.
Okay. And you said no discharge from the eyes or nose, is that correct?
No, yeah, no discharge whatsoever, so yeah.
Okay. And she's bright and happy and eating and everything?
Yep, she eats like a horse.
Okay, all right. So cat flu, which I'm assuming is what your vet was, a component of what your vet was treating her for, is definitely the most likely scenario, you know, recent rescue cat. Did she come from, like, off the street or from the RSPCA, or where did she come from?
No, she came from a rescue, but she was with she'd been with the carer for about 3 years. She had kittens and they took the kittens and, yeah, she'd been with a carer.
Okay, so not in like a cattery situation?
No. There are other cats, you know, with the carer, but, not a cattery.
Okay, and do you know if she's up to date with her vaccinations?
Yeah, they gave me the card and that's all up to date.
Okay, all right. Look, cat flu, as we talked about, is the most likely scenario. There are a number of other things that are possible. Lungworm is one in cats and asthma is another one. They're probably the other two things that I'd be wanting to screen her for if it is continuing. Certainly a cat shouldn't have a persistent cough, okay? It's not what I would consider normal, all right? So if it doesn't resolve or you think it's getting worse, I would definitely recommend rechecking with your vet, okay? Potentially doing a blood test or some chest x-rays would be the next step for her, Tammy.
Mm-hmm. No problem.
In terms of at home, you know, you could do things like if you're having a warm shower, you can have her in the bathroom just to sort of, give her a bit of warm, what's the word I'm looking for? Nebulized air.
Steam?
Yes, that's the one. some warm steam air just to see if that helps loosen up any gunk in her chest.
Whatever's there.
Yeah.
Okay, wonderful. Thank you.
No worries. Best of luck, Tammy.
Thanks very much. Bye. If you've, we're actually nearly out of time. Did you have anything else you wanted to mention today about anything in that's happening? Well, you're seeing, you've covered everything. You're giving me that look to say, Amanda, you've throw me in it again, and I'm not going to do that to you because Judy Sharp did that to me on Monday, and I'm not going to do that to you. So you're okay.
Look, I can talk on any topic given more than maybe half a second's notice. Okay. But yeah, I guess just in terms of as the weather's warming up, make sure your pets are on flea and tick protection, regardless of whether they are 100% indoor or outdoor. Do not be a day late with your treatment. Your vet's got so many different options, spot on chews, injectables. Make sure you know when your pet was last treated for ticks and don't be late.
Okay. Yeah. Well, thank you very much. Cheryl, you're all done?
And just don't walk them in the hot of the day. We're going to have some hot days, so no taking those paws on the pavement when it's hot.
Wonderful. All right. Well, thank you very much, and we'll catch up with you both next week for Pet Chat on 2NURFM.
Thanks, Amanda. You.